Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's how you start your morning right there. Turn the lights on, hear our voice. Let's get going, baby. It's Tuesday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You guys are revved up, thirsty, and ready to drown. Shout out to Zach Bryan.
You know, you say thirsty and ready to drown. The Thunder sure as hell weren't thirsty and ready to drown. Every damn story I saw yesterday was that the Thunder don't know how to party after winning an NBA championship. And I was going through some stuff on.
Weren't they like 20?
Yeah, they're all. Yeah. Like Jalen Williams is like, did you see the reaction to the beer? I mean,
yeah, right.
Like, and then he didn't have any champagne. Then he was on, I guess, SportsCenter last night and talking about how he drank all this stuff. He goes, and none of it tastes any good. I'm going to stick to the Shirley Temples, he said.
Yeah, hey, man. It's awesome.
I think they partake in some other extracurricular activities.
They might. I saw a couple tweets like there's no clubs in Oklahoma City where people get a party yeah. and do all that kind of stuff. But somebody did like a side-by-side comparison of the four major championships this year and the celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
And the one in baseball with the Dodgers was crazy. Everybody's throwing their gloves. Hockey, of course, was insane.
Oh, yeah.
You know, then there was a football one that we won't speak of. And then we had the Thunder, and it said somebody like, they look like they got four more games to go. It's like just shaking hands and moving on and really not celebrating. And I didn't really recognize that. We got kind of caught up in the moment yesterday, and everybody's like, yeah, this guy won't drink beer. And then they showed all the leftover Mick Ultra and champagne inside that locker room. Do they give that to the homeless too? Or is that just the food that gets left over? Like, what do they do with all the leftover booze inside that locker room? Because there were cases of Mick Ultra and cases of champagne that were left over.
I feel like you get the people that clean the locker rooms, you give that to them.
That's exactly what I would do. Yeah. The ball boys and all the folks in there that do all of the hard work, and you know, they call them clubbies in baseball. I don't know what they're called in the NBA. I'm sure locker room attendants
they call
or something.
Them the cubbies.
The cubbies. That's the baseball team led by PCA. But I was just like shocked. I'm like, look at all this. They're not even interested in winning this thing. Like you win a championship, dude. I don't know about you. My shirt's off, ties around the head. I'm going crazy out there.
Well, you know they don't drink because they showed SGA on Good Morning America and he was in the garage for about 8 hours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was also on Good Morning America at 6 a.m.
They always do that.
Yes.
It's like a tradition.
Well, right.
Then they have like when you win the Super Bowl and you're the MVP, you have to go to the parade at 9 a.m. in Disney World and they showed Mahomes that was the first one. They're like, QB1's lit.
Yeah.
It's like, hey.
But that's your fair opportunity to party your ass off as an athlete where nobody can say, look at the children or anything like that. Oh, like Tom Brady. You know, throw the trophy.
Yeah, that was a flex.
You think?
That was almost really bad.
Gronk, catch this. Me ready.
Yeah.
You throw. Me swim after and get it.
I mean, what would they have done? Who's jumping in if
Seriously.
That trophy makes it into
Gronk
the water?
Would have
right?
not even within a thought of a second would have dove in headfirst and like gone down there and pulled it back up.
He would have wrestled a shark and pulled that thing away. Does that trophy float or does that trophy
that sink? Baby.
You think it sinks to the ground?
Yeah.
Have you ever held the Lombardi, like touched it or anything like
Not
that?
Not a chance, but Gary Lezak ruined it.
Oh, did he? I'm sorry to hear that. I tried to touch the MLS Cup trophy one time and the guy freaked out like they sniped me because I didn't have white gloves on and properly touched the trophy. And then they hand it to these people after a game and it's all filled with, you know, booze and sweat and all this kind of stuff. I was worried about me touching, you know, the MLS Cup trophy. But I'm wondering, is the Lombardi trophy heavy? Would it float? Would it sink? How solid is that thing? Because is it like one of those chocolate Easter eggs that you open and it's all hollow on the inside and it's not a solid chocolate egg?
Well, it's also you never know which one's the real one.
That's right. That's the other thing, right?
Because the first year I went to Kelsey Jam, he came out and I was like, okay, here we go. I was like, wow, he brought the Lombardi because he came off the bus or not the bus, but he came out of like the Escalade in the back where he was available to the media. And we're sitting back there and he's asking questions where everybody's asking questions. He's doing all this sort of stuff. And he's got it in his hand. And like, just from a close look, you know, you're like, okay, he's got the trophy with him. Mm-hmm. And then he goes out there and spikes it. And you're like, okay.
Not the real one. Right?
And he was like, luging off another one, spike that one. I don't even know if he knew he was in Bonner Springs at the moment.
Probably
he
not.
He was where Bonner Springs was.
He was in a denim outfit.
He was looking great. That was
smelled like
night.
My garage everywhere.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. Yeah,
dude, it was a hell of a night. And then Rick Ross came out of nowhere. That was fun. And then it was time for me to leave.
Time to go.
Because I was covering the concert. But no, it was definitely a fun time. But I don't know, man. Like I guarantee you that thing hit the water and started to sink. Gronk's in there after.
Yeah, he definitely is going in there.
And then
no
that'd
question.
Be a great shot for Tampa's like lifetime of him like holding it in the water. Up to his neck and like, you know, the ocean.
How cool would that have been though if it did go in and Gronk is like, I got it.
Yeah,
I got it. Yeah.
I'm glad that didn't happen. That's cool.
It would have been. But I'm looking at Oklahoma City. I'm like, I can't wait to see the parade would be today, right? Because even Williams is like, you know, I wait till the parade. Maybe things will be different, right? And so I don't know if he's going to get drunk on the bus or anything like that. But if we've seen bus parades in this town, you know. We see how it can get people holding each other's belt loops, Nagy dancing like a dad. Like, we have seen it all here in Kansas City when it comes to that. So I'm anxious to see how Oklahoma City's going to celebrate, if they celebrate their championship, or they're just like, okay, that's one of, you know, how many more we're going to win together.
Yeah,
because we're all so young and, you know, we're going to reload and retool and get this thing figured out and win it again. And so I think, like, Oklahoma City right now, man, they're obviously on top of the NBA world. So I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see that parade today or tomorrow, okay, whenever it is.
According to the text line from the 913, the trophy floats. They tested it the next year on a CBS pregame show. The sealed ball makes it float.
Okay.
Oh, very good.
The sealed ball makes it float.
Interesting.
Okay. Interesting. It is interesting because I would have thought maybe it was heavy enough to sink. It tells you it's not really, you know, filled with metal or
the
anything.
Sealed
like
ball
that.
Makes it float. And when the test toast doesn't work, the herbal, you know.
Yeah.
But you all know that you're probably in the dead heat of summer. I'm sure if you've seen weather reports, there's, you know, brutal temps. It's only baseball season. Basketball's over. Hockey's over. We're waiting for training camp. But wait. Now's the season where you get all the football documentaries, and yesterday the trailer was released for the newest season of The Quarterback.
You know, you only have so many of these seasons.
New week! New week! Let's go, let's go!
Start out your career, you're like, okay, I'm going to be playing for 15, 20 years. It seems like a lot. And then you blink your eye and you're in year five. Hey. Next time I blink my eye, it's going to be year 10. Now where we're at, the great ones make it work.
How did you get that out?
Get used to it.
I feel so lucky to be the quarterback.
Man on 3, 1, 2, 3, 4.
As a quarterback,
you have to be that guy that your teammates are relying on.
We don't let anybody decide this game but us.
Our expectations internally are to win a Super Bowl.
Does that make you nervous?
No.
Making me a little nervous.
That'll be
fun. Kirk gonna throw. Let's go! How about that, boys and girls, getting back to the slick route?
A lot of people in my former organization may have thought I was being cast away, but I saw the opportunity I had here was special.
This life is definitely not normal.
He's the most popular figure we have.
That's my man, Joe Coolborough.
He's everywhere.
How'd it look?
It looked good. All right, all right.
There's a part of me that just always wants to fix things.
I overled him.
Third down.
I do not want to give them the ball back. Clock is our friend.
Bam!
It's not all on him, but it's a lot on him.
Second turnover of the ball game.
Put it on me. I got it.
Sometimes you just need to mix it up a little bit. I just bought a Batmobile. I'm pumped about that.
With the cape.
I actually cut this one down out in the woods.
Hey, that was a dime.
Right hand.
I'd love to be the quarterback of this offense. It's just so much fun.
Yeah, too bad, Tom. You're retired.
This is what it feels like to truly be wanted.
That's my quarterback.
Let's go, baby!
And we found there's an opportunity that would be a longer commitment.
This one is over. Tap it up.
But I was surprised when the NFL draft happened.
Somebody tried to break into Joe Burrow's house.
Our backs are against the wall.
Turn it back on now.
We fight, no cap!
That's what we've been for right here.
When the noise disappears, everything is falling right into place.
Let's go!
Now we're playing ball.
Hey, you like that?
This was a hard-earned Roy Rogers.
So that is the Netflix trailer of The Quarterback, which is something we will all probably be watching to kind of, you know, substitute the nights of game 93 of baseball, and you're just kind of tired, you're ready for football, and we get Goff, Burrow, and Kirk Cousins again. The only question I have is, will you, at the end of this series, like Joe Burrow more or Jared Goff more?
I think Jared Goff, because of the Tom Brady comment.
Because we know Kirk.
Right there,
we've had him.
We know him, yeah. Right. Like I'm surprised he's doing it again. Check must be good for that, right?
Well, and it's a sentimental story.
Yeah.
Because this will be the Achilles injury, coming back, losing your job to the starting, to Michael Penix.
Right, he'll be the
sob story.
Yeah, but who was that? It was Mariota.
Yeah,
that time when he was the sob story, right? Back in the first edition
the team.
Of that. Yeah, just disappeared.
Flew back to Hawaii.
It's going to be good. You know it's going to be an unbelievable watch. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so even though Mahomes isn't involved this year, you know, we're all still going to be watching that because those are great characters. I mean, I think Jared Goff is one of those guys, at least for me, you always forget about Jared Goff. He's in that category, like where Aaron Rodgers was for me for a very long time, was the, oh, yeah, that's right, they're up there in Green Bay. Totally forgot about him. Like, Jared Goff is going to fall into that category of the always forgotten quarterback. Then you've got Kirk Cousins, who, you know, should endorse Coles when it's all said and done, and is a guy guy that everybody just likes. And then you have Joe Burrow, who I think can go either way with the likability factor. People either love him because he's really cool, or if you're like a Chiefs fan, you just hate him, right? Because he beat you in the AFC Championship game that year. So I think Jared Goff comes out looking as the kind of the more, I don't want to say sympathetic guy, but the likable guy, like that everybody's going to be rooting for at the end when it's all said and done. Like everybody's going to be a Lions fan, I think, coming out of this one. Just like a lot of people were for the wide receiver with Amara St. Brown. Like everybody loved him coming off of the wide receiver show from last year. I think Goff is the guy this year.
This guy?
So coming from Kansas City, going to the, you're from the Midwest.
Yeah.
Going to the South.
Yeah.
Is it different for you, culture shock?
I mean, city-wise, it's a lot faster.
Right.
Kansas City, I call it like a medium city. Like, it's, you have slow parts, faster parts, but Houston a lot faster. And then, I mean, the humidity, it's all the time in Houston.
Yeah. I've been to Kansas City. I was there for the draft. But I'm sorry, like, if you have money, like, I'm not living here after I get some money. Like,
I mean, you just got to know the right places to go.
Are you planning on going back, like, living there for the rest of your life?
No, I'll probably get a place in, like, Dallas or something. My fiance's from Dallas. So
that's better.
Something like that. It's definitely, I would say it's more to do. And, like, you're right. I mean, there's only so much to do.
Exactly.
It's like, good food,
you're capped
though.
out in Kansas City.
Capped out in Kansas City. He just didn't go to the right places.
Who was that?
Amara St. Brown.
He said that? When was he in Kansas City? Just for the draft?
Guess so.
Yeah.
He said if he had money, he'd get out.
Yeah.
He said it's a medium city. Not too fast, not too slow.
Well, he's right about that. It's not too fast, it's not too slow. It's right. There's no question about that. Easy living.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've asked people that have worked here and then have gone to other places, and I'm like, what's the first thing you miss? They're like, the traffic.
Yeah. I mean, we're spoiled living here from that standpoint. I mean, you go like other places in the country, and it's like crazy with the traffic, and, you know, you can't get anywhere. I mean, we're getting a lot of traffic around here now that, you know, Rihanna's moved in and whatnot, but it is getting a little bit more crowded than it's ever been in the past. But I mean, we're still very, very, this is easy living here. We don't realize how good we have it.
That was Jalen Knoll he was talking to, by the way. He just got drafted.
Yeah.
He's from here.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to move to Dallas because his fiance or wife's.
Well, he's also no state income tax, too. Which, very smart.
Also smart, if your wife wants to stay home, maybe just, you know, have that compromise. You know? I don't know.
Yeah, saving a lot on the taxes, moving to Texas, keeping your wife happy, moving to Texas.
You're playing in Houston.
Yeah, and you're playing in Houston and whatnot. Yeah, yeah, like, if I'm an athlete, I am absolutely living in one of those states that's tax-free. Nevada, I think Texas and Florida are the three big ones that folks will move to because there is no state income tax.
Is Tennessee on that list?
It may be. I don't know. But if it's not, that should be. I mean, Nashville, right?
Yeah, like, right. Yeah, exactly.
You know, bringing in a lot of, you know, those big tourist destinations don't have to have the income tax on their residents because the tourism brings in all of that money. So if I'm an athlete and, you know, I have a chance to play in California or in Texas, I'm going to take Texas every single day because it's 10% more in your pocket than what's going to the state government out there. So I don't blame these guys at all for living. No. They have so much money that goes to the government. Why should they give up their dough?
Speaking of money and athletes all in one place, that's at the K this entire week. We get into that and what this series means, plus it's on the backside of these next six here in Kansas City for your Royals here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Back in on a Tuesday here on Fesco and Dusty. Mac Morey with you as well. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens here on 96.5 The Fan. Don't forget, you can go to YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Facebook, like, subscribe, watch us, stream us, pause it, get back to it. I think Maloney was listening yesterday from like 6 to 7:30 and then went right back to it about 9 p.m.
Yeah, no doubt. He's like texting us stuff about the 9 o'clock hour yesterday, 12 hours later. I'm like, I don't remember any of this,
To be
Rob.
Fair, he was texting about the 9 o'clock hour in the 9 o'clock
That's
hour.
Maybe he thought it was 9 a.m. yesterday. Who knows, you know, what he's got going on, playing bar and everything. So.
Mm-hmm. On a Monday night.
Yeah.
That's the service industry night.
Is it service industry night Monday night? Nobody wants to go out Monday night.
Oh, yeah. And there's always like specials to lure you in.
Yeah.
Yeah. $10 to just tell me what you want.
How does the heat affect the restaurant industry right now? Like, are people going out, or are they just like, I'm not even leaving the house at this point?
Well, you'll figure out if you're a good or bad server, because they'll put you on the patio.
Oh, really? Oh, is that how you get it? Uh-huh. You're like low on the totem pole. Who's asking for the patio seating, though, on days like today?
Bob, come on.
Seriously? Oh, yeah. People want to sit outside in this weather and dine outside and sweat in their own food.
And eat barbecue.
And eat barbecue.
In the shade.
Or pizza or whatever it is, right? And you're dripping sweat onto your own platter.
I mean, if you get out there like 11, I think you're okay. But yeah, there'd be, 2 o'clock, people go out there and have an Aperol spritz and a spinach salad with salmon on it and go on their day, man.
Oh, it's too hot to sit outside and do that.
It's maybe so a cold
breakfast.
In here.
I mean, yeah, but it's not cold. Go outside and you sweat. And like yesterday was just one of those days. Like the garage felt like a sauna yesterday. I'm like, should I even leave the car in here? Is it safe to leave the car in this garage? How hot it is.
Well, if you tell me you'll have somebody of the HOA.
Well, that's the thing. I woke up this morning. Apparently we had a sleepover last night. There were cars littered all over the neighborhood. I'm like, I can't wait for the neighbors to start complaining that there's too many kids hanging out at the house. Actually, I am welcoming that where the neighbor says, you got too many kids hanging out of the house, too many cars on the street. That's right. Tell people to go get bent if that conversation ever takes place.
Well, and then there was like that video of like what the road buckling in Missouri yesterday where the car, did you see that?
Oh, no, I did not.
The road like eroded up because of the heat and the car was going like hopped it.
Are you kidding? Like it happened right in front of a car or something like that?
Cape Girardeau.
Oh my God.
You ever been there?
Yeah, driving down to Memphis or wherever I was going. I think New Orleans, we were driving down one time, through there, so.
No, yeah, I'll just send it to you in a message. But yeah, I was in Cape Girardeau. This car's going by a Honda car dealership, just driving all of a sudden. Like, there's nothing you can do.
What are you going to do?
It literally ramps up right when it gets there, flies right over it.
Did you see those stories about the flooding in San Antonio a couple of weeks ago? And it was like there were flash flooding. And one of the stories was, and this is so sad, and I hate to bring everybody down on this, but it kind of reminded me of that. Guy sees the flash flood come and calls his wife and says, I love you, and that's that. And he got washed away in that flash flood. I mean, could you imagine seeing something like that coming after? Like, what do you do in those type of situations?
Call Mac and tell him to clear my search history.
Yeah.
You know the password from New Orleans? Bink, clear it. Get it out of here.
Doesn't Binkley take care of that, though, when he comes in?
He sits in
he's at my computer now.
He's been over here for a month.
Oh, yeah.
Or over there.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of this month, as they wrap up June, the Royals have a pretty big couple of series. I say couple. I believe it's 4 straight series as they will have against teams that are well over 500. It starts tonight at home against Tampa Bay, the team that leads every team in the wild card category. I believe they're 4.5 games above the Royals, who are 2.5 games out of the last wild card spot. But a big one tonight. This is where, unfortunately you are tested throughout the season. This is one of many, right? You have the original one that is get through the first month of the season, stay relevant. Don't, lose your season in the first month of the season. What do they say? You can't win it, but you can lose it, in the first month of the season. So they have that. They have Tampa Bay, tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday. It's a day game Thursday, by the way.
Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah. It's just what everybody wants. Yeah. A day game on Thursday.
So, yeah, they have the Rays for 3, the Dodgers, and then they get on the road again. They go to Seattle, to Arizona, then come home against Pittsburgh. That's that series Vern was talking about where he's giving away chances to win tickets. Yeah, I don't know what the pitching matchup is, but hopefully Skeens will get a chance to come out here because you'll win that game because they don't win when he's on the mound.
Well, they don't really. Royals and Pirates together are the two lowest scoring teams in baseball. First 1-1 wins.
That's right. And so test number one is Tampa Bay tonight. So again, I'll go over that schedule for you. You have the Rays for 3, the Dodgers for 3, then you hit the road to Seattle and to Arizona on a West Coast trip, and then you come home against Pittsburgh and the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
So, too bad you can't play the Mets now.
Yes. But, love to play the Mets right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you guys want to see in this series versus Tampa Bay. I know that every series can change. Obviously, the pitching matchups, I believe they have Bubich, Waka, and Lorenzen in this series against the Rays, because tonight is Bubich for the Royals. But, I just maybe see that offense on the road come home.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing that I want to see. And I know that everybody's been pining to see this team score runs. 500 at home, stand your ground, show some offensive run support for your pitching, which I know we've been screaming at all year to see. But we saw it in Texas, saw a little bit of it in San Diego, saw the power in Texas. bring that sort of show to home and you can have a chance against these teams that are competitive, the teams you do need to beat right now. The Dodgers, obviously the NL West, not really a huge stand there, but you just want to stay competitive against a really good team. And like Vern said, got to go 4-2 in this homestand.
Well, you got to get back to 500 first. So you got to win these first two games against Tampa to get yourself back to even. And until you get back to even, it's hard to talk about anything else moving forward with this team. And now we are at the end of June, and we're wondering, is this offense ever going to pick itself up? I mean, we have three solid months now, half a season. It's more than just a trend. It's pretty much what we are right now with this ball club. And I saw this number this morning, which I find to be very, very, very unbelievably unbelievable, is that the Royals are the only team in baseball without an extra base hit with the bases loaded. Every other team in baseball, is getting extra base hits with the bases loaded. The Royals with the bases loaded have zero extra base hits on the season. And here we go onto the 24th day of June. They're the only team in baseball that doesn't have an extra base hit with the bases loaded this year. That is pathetic. They've got to find a way to get those hits, to get those knocks with runners on. And I keep going back to what Vern said yesterday, too, about Vinny. Great, he's hitting 300, 190 with runners on base or whatever it was, with runners in scoring position. Like, that's got to change. And we keep saying that, and we keep saying that, and we keep saying that, and we can see the 4th of July in our front view mirror. Like, it's right there. And by the 4th of July in this time of year, if you're not doing it, what's to say that you are going to do it? And
10
so,
days away.
Yeah, I know. We are. We're right there. And so, we're asking a ball club to do something that it hasn't really been able to do for 3 months. Are they going to be able to do that? I don't know the answer to that question. But what we do need to see is them get back to 500. They need to win these first two games against Tampa to give yourself that opportunity to get back to 500. And then you can start talking about, that playoff seeding and all that kind of stuff. But until they get back to 500, I mean, they're just, they're just right now fighting to stay relevant.
I'm glad you mentioned Vinny Pasquantino, because this was Vern yesterday, what he had to say about Vinny.
Because again, Vinny Pasquantino, 92 at-bats with a runner in scoring position. Nobody in baseball has more. He's hitting .196. I believe he's better than that, but again, 92 at-bats with a runner in scoring position almost halfway through the season.
And then this is Vern on his June.
Vinny Pasquantino's been in the month of June, hitting .310 with more walks than strikeouts, looking like the classic, undeniable Vinny Pasquantino.
So now you've got to put both of those together and be that, that slugger in that lineup, because if you can get him going, because Bobby's starting to look like he's going. And then I know that it's a lot of pressure for a young kid, but got to see that power come to life at Kauffman, because more often than not with Royals players, obviously you are judged more so what you do at home in front of the crowd than what you do at the road. It's fun to go see everybody else enjoy the power of Jack Caglione. But the moment that he hits one of those piss missiles into the fountains, and a big part of a game, say he comes up six, there's a man on base, or of course he leads off an inning and hits one of those bombs, then all of a sudden you start to see, okay, I've seen it, I believe it, because we know that Kauffman is a place where home runs go to die for the Royals.
Right.
And if he can go out there and shrink that ballpark, that gives you the hope that that's another leg of that offensive parlay that you want to see keep going. And the way that this team is going to get above 500 is Bobby stays Bobby, Vinny somehow figures it out with runners in scoring position, and we see that power of Jack Caglione come to life, and we see Salvador Perez be a little bit more consistent than he has been so far throughout the year. We saw a lot of that on the road. Now they come home against a playoff team. This is a playoff type of series.
No doubt.
Whether you want to believe it or not, this is a playoff type of series. Mm-hmm. This is Tampa Bay. This is Kansas City. Not right now the same team, but kind of the same sort of aspirations as a team. You don't have a ton of money. You don't spend a ton of money, but you got good homegrown talent, and you're showing that you can compete in this league, an American league that's pretty much wide open when it comes to the wild card. So, like you said, you take care of business against Tampa Bay, take two out of three. That takes a lot of pressure off of when the Dodgers come to town and you're facing Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, all those great names.
Yeah, I mean, when the Dodgers roll into town, it's going to be the traveling Beatles sideshow. It's going to be like, Josh traveling with the Chiefs and entering in through the hotel, kitchens and things like that. That is a road show
right. That's
getting ready to roll into town here in the next couple of days. But Tampa's, in front of you. And if you go out and take care of business against Tampa, then the Dodger series becomes even bigger. If you don't win these games against Tampa, well, then the Dodger series becomes more irrelevant. relevant than it needs to be. But I was watching MLB Network yesterday for a while yesterday, and it was one of those days where I just like I wanted a baseball game at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday, right?
Tomorrow you get one that's dynamite.
Yeah, tomorrow's gonna be good. Yeah, it really is. Milwaukee versus Pittsburgh. You say that, you go Skeens versus Miz. I mean, like that's a pitching matchup right there that everybody wants
average
to see.
Average pitch
right?
will be 98 miles per hour.
Yeah, and the game will be like over in an average. Hour. Yeah. It's gonna be insane tomorrow. So that is on MLB Network tomorrow. So I'm watching it a little bit, and I think it was DeRosa, and he said, look, we got to start just batting Cags third in this lineup. He said Roman Anthony kind of took off when the Red Sox moved him up to number three in their lineup, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's something I wouldn't hate at all is moving Jack Caglione up and giving him those kind of RBI situations and seeing what he can do, because who's batting number three right now? Garcia's the guy that's batting number three right now, you know, for this organization, but why not just kind of take a page from the Red Sox playbook a little bit and maybe move Cags up to number three in that lineup and see what he can do, because you know he's going to get up in the first inning and odds are pretty damn good that there's going to be somebody on base, you know, because, you know, India gets on or Bobby gets on or somebody like that gets on. They do a nice job of obviously getting on base. Now you've got Cags hitting number three. Let's see what he can do. You're at that point in the season now where it's not going to hurt you to bat this guy number three and see if he can come through in those type of situations, because you really don't have a true number three hitter on this team right now.
The sidebar conversation of that is there's a lot of fans screaming from the top of the Kansas City Mountains they want to see Bobby hit third.
Yeah, I know, but I'd rather see Bobby hit first, quite honestly, because he is your best player, or second. I don't mind him in those spots. I don't think you want to move him down to third, because then where is his RBI opportunity coming from? Because you're counting on then, you know, two people ahead of him to get on base to give him that RBI opportunity. I'd rather have him hit second, knowing that there's a great opportunity he's going to get on base, and then have Cags come up behind him and see what he can do. That's something I would try. You know, I'm obviously not the manager of this ball club, but that's something I would look at doing and kind of flipping the lineup a little bit like that, because you're not winning, you're not scoring right now. So what the hell? It's not like you're going to ruin something or anything like that. You got to find what works right now from an offensive standpoint. And I love DeRosa's suggestion of batting Cags third and just kind of seeing what happens in this situation.
Because I bring that up because you could have that same sort of conversation with Bobby hitting third. You could have Garcia lead off, because he seems to be, like, we've heard Garcia say he doesn't want to hit home runs. He wants to hit gappers and wants to hit line drives. If he leads off and then you put, I don't know who hits second, but maybe you keep Bobby there. But if you hit Bobby third, you do have that two hole. So then
maybe you just move India down to two at that point in time.
And you got to make sure his bat's still starting to go. So right. Yeah, there's offensive struggles for sure, but you want to see those struggles kind of go minute when it comes to this home series against Tampa, because it is a big playoff type of series starting tonight here at the K. Mac, let's get into a tough Tuesday here on Fesco and Dusty, or a hot corner. Bob, I'll let you lead these things off.
Yeah, I'm gonna start this one, and I'm gonna say Q is on the hot corner. His tough Tuesday right now, because I saw the odds yesterday from Bovada. He's got the fourth best odds to be the next manager fired. Only three managers: the Nationals, the Blue Jays, and the Twins have, you know, better odds to be fired. Q is fourth on that list, and I'm like, damn, what the hell has he done that people have him so high on that list? But I mean, we read the text line, you know, a little bit, and hear from fans on X and whatnot that, you know, are always unhappy with the manager. But the fourth best odds to be the next guy fired, that kind of took me by surprise. Only the Nationals, Blue Jays, and Twins, they feel like could be fired before Matt Quatrero when it comes to the odds. So tough Tuesday for Matty Q for no apparent reason, man.
Dr. Magenstein, who's your hot corner on this baseball-themed tough Tuesday?
Well, I don't want to speak out of turn here, but I'd say there's some reason. Our guy Q has not been perfect. We love him, but he's made some mistakes.
But I don't think it's fireable stuff, though.
Yeah, his name's not Thibodeau.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not fireable. Managers are going to make mistakes. Eventually, it comes down to the players having to go out there and execute. Like, I'm not a big fan of managing with the numbers. I'm a big fan of managing with the feel, and I think we need more of that.
For sure.
I don't like taking starters out of a game when they're cruising along, regardless of what, you know, nerdy man says up in the booth or whatever. You know, like, I don't care. That doesn't impact me. You got to do more managing with feel, and, you know, I think that's something that as you grow with the job, you start to learn that I got to manage with a little more feel. Now, I wish he would have learned that from, you know, his counterpart in Tampa pulling Blake Snell out of a World Series game. Like, that should have eliminated all the nerdy nerd man stuff that is out there, but it didn't. So manage more with feel, couple of starting pitching decisions. But other than that, I mean, what do you want him to do? Go up there and hit?
Matt Cotrero will join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. So, Mac, who is your hot corner on a tough Tuesday?
Hot corner for the NBA haters. Hating these playoffs. Finals game 7, huge ratings, about 17 million people watched. If Tyrese Haliburton wouldn't gotten hurt, that game would have been close going to the fourth quarter. They would have done over 20 million, I think. So that's a good, you know, is a win for the NBA.
What was it, the most watched game of the NBA since 2006 or something like that?
2007, I guess. 2007?
Yeah, so, yeah. Which is insane to me, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how many game 7s have there been since 2006?
Like 2016? Like, yeah. That wasn't more watched than this?
Yeah.
Coming back 3-1, Golden State, LeBron, Steph Curry. I mean, it's crazy to me.
Yeah, people watch game 7. Now, overall, they were the lowest rated, you know, finals in 20 years or something like that, or whatever the number was. I think we just have to stop looking at television ratings, man. Like,
yeah.
They don't tell the real story anymore of what's going on. I mean, you look at numbers back in the day when we had three channels and, 40 million people watched the World Series this year. Because there was nothing else to do. Like, there were no other options. Now, I sit down and I'm like, there's too many options. I just walk away because you don't know what you want to watch. You spend an hour trying to figure out what to watch. So, like, I understand why we go by the television ratings, and it's an easy, I think, low-hanging fruit number to take whatever narrative it is that you want and push that narrative. But the times, they are a-changing, Bob Dylan once said. And judging TV numbers anymore, I don't know, man. I don't know. There's got to be a better way to determine whether or not people are interested in stuff, right?
3 months after listening to Bob Dylan, my tough Tuesday, don't look now.
Well, there goes number 32. Cal Raleigh annihilates another one. He has homered in 4 consecutive games for the first time in his big league career. An exclamation mark on a monster night for the Mariners.
So that's the Mariners broadcast there of Cal Raleigh going yard, a.k.a. the Big Dumper, because he's got a big old ass on him.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, that's why he's called the Big Dumper. 32 home run. My tough Tuesday goes to Aaron Judge. Hold the phone, MVP voters.
Yeah.
Now, again, he is still minus 2,000.
That's right.
As of June 24th on the odds on DraftKings, but Cal Raleigh now plus 550.
And minus 2,000 down from, what did you say?
1,100.
Or 11,000?
Or 11,000.
I mean, it's a big drop.
It is a big drop, obviously. He's not hitting 400 anymore.
No, in fact, he's on par to fall out of the leader in every single major category. Ooh. He's hitting 367. That rookie who leads all shortstops in voting, Jacob Wilson, in Sacramento or Vegas, wherever they broke ground but don't have any residency. He's second in batting average. Aaron Judge is first in hits. Jacob Wilson is second behind him, only 4 shy of that. Cal Raleigh has passed him in home runs. Raleigh obviously doing some record things at 32, Judge 28. And RBI, Cal Raleigh has passed him at 68 with 62 in Aaron Judge's stat category. So Aaron Judge was far and away running away with this MVP voting. Does he have to win the Triple Crown to win the MVP?
Well, I don't know the answer.
Because if that's the case, that's why he's my tough Tuesday.
Yeah,
it's interesting. Is he in that Mahomes category? Like, where Mahomes has to throw for 50 and 4,500 and, you know, go 14-3 or whatever in order to be considered the MVP. Is that where we're at with Aaron Judge?
It's really too bad that the guys that are challenging Aaron Judge are, one, on the A's, and B, on a fringe playoff team in Seattle.
And one's a rookie.
And one's a rookie. But, I mean, he's dominating. He really is. He's the best shortstop in baseball. It's not.
No.
He is. I mean, the numbers prove it right now. But, you know, he's playing like the best shortstop in baseball. Cal Raleigh's playing like the best catcher in baseball right now. But Aaron Judge is that grandfathered guy in, and you know, he's probably going to lead his team to the postseason. I would imagine the Yankees make the playoffs even with this June swoon. But it goes to show you, like, Aaron Judge doesn't show up, the Yankees don't win, right? And he hasn't shown up for the last couple of weeks, and they haven't played great baseball. So you're only as good as your star players are. But, you know, Cal Raleigh's the only other guy really in conversation of being the MVP right now in the American League. Wilson, potentially, but the A's aren't a very good team. So it's hard to give somebody an MVP when they're on, like, a bad team. So.
Yeah, he's also at a disadvantage a little bit because his stats were so, I don't want to say inflated, but they were so just astronomically high, jaw-dropping numbers. It's like Mahomes, 50 and 5,000. Next year, it's like, really, only 4,500? It's right. Like, dude, that's still really good.
Yeah, what's crazy is you see his stat line, you're like, yeah, Aaron Judge's batting average has dropped 37 points. Oh, what's he hitting? 367.
Oh, that's dumb.
Okay. I guess he was hitting 400 4 weeks ago. Well, right. That's baseball.
Yeah.
But he, you know, started off so hot that even when he cools down, which is kind of what you want to see with your team in general, start off hot. That way you can use
build up. You get all that, you know, goodwill built up.
But what Cal Raleigh's doing, man, like you talk about dog days of summer and something to keep an eye on. He is 7 home runs away from tying Barry Bonds' record at the break of 39.
Yeah, seven. Wow.
17
wasn't it
games.
9 yesterday?
It was 8 yesterday.
He
had 31. I mean, Seattle blasted Minnesota. I mean, Julio Rodriguez hit a home run that went upper deck. First home run he'd hit in like a month. Cal Raleigh hits a 3-run shot or whatever that was. They blew Minnesota out, which is a yin and a yang because you need Minnesota to lose, but you also need Seattle to lose.
Yeah.
And you'll see Cal Raleigh here in a couple weeks as well. But yeah, it's been interesting because now the MVP is getting a little tougher for Aaron Judge. Not saying that he doesn't win it or deserve it.
Yeah. But now watch him turn it around and go on a 3-week heater and get back to 400, you know.
When you feel the competition, you either run away from it or you hide from it.
Yeah, so. Well, Judge is normally hid from it. Yeah. I mean, I'm not just calling it what it is, right? Big moments. What's his big moment?
I jumped the gun a little bit on a tough Tuesday, so we'll get into something on the other side with the halftime headline show this year. There was an announcement that there might be an entertainer that has the number one spot, plus Titan U is back for a 5th year, and where to eat at. Bob has a question because his friend has a question. We'll get into that on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Catchy. Saw yesterday that Jay-Z sounded like he's going to be...
Is this fake or is this real?
Well...
It's real and it's spectacular.
It's called Q York. C-U-E. I saw something. It was on like a, I guess, pop bass on X or something like that. I sent to you guys that Jay-Z is considering to be the halftime performer this year's Super Bowl. Now,
he's considering it or they're considering him?
I think it's both because I could be wrong on this, but I thought he was the head of the committee.
You're right. No, he is, yeah.
Which is why we've seen more of like that, like sort of, I don't know, like rap artists have been in the halftime show. And then Beyonce did it not too long ago. Or like pop has been more of a focus point because it's been Beyonce, Lady Gaga, Kendrick Lamar.
The Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg,
Eminem. Yeah,
that was awesome. That was really cool. Yeah.
So
I didn't catch the halftime show. Oh, yes, we did. That's right.
Pretty memorable moment.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're absolutely right about trying to forget about that whole Super Bowl. I really am. Like, we're getting to that point now where that is a distant memory, and I don't want to remember a damn thing from it because St. Joe's coming up.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, they announced that. What was it, July 22nd?
A week later this year, having the quarterbacks and rookies come in early, give them a little bit more time off. I'm sure Dale and Raytown is not happy about that. Get your playbook. All the AFC West teams are coming on.
And he's like, yeah, we got blown out in the Super Bowl, so I'm going to make them go through a little bit more heat in the middle of summer. You're going to earn it this year, boys.
That's right.
But I was wondering, like, because generational things happen in the Super Bowl. I don't know how many times they've gotten it right for everybody to, enjoy it. I know when I was a kid, one of the bigger ones was like, I think it was like NSYNC, Britney Spears, Aerosmith, or maybe it's something like that. It was like a huge collab. And I thought that's what they should do for the Super Bowl performance. I know that it's one artist normally. I think Usher did it not too long ago, right? He was on like skates, shirtless, sweating. Yeah.
They had the weekend during the COVID one.
Yeah,
which was weird.
Gave me anxiety.
Yeah.
I was like, is he going to get the right hallway? He seems lost.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
Well, that's what his video looks like. Thank you. Mm-hmm. But no, it's like, I figured, and I know that it's a way, because I think the artists don't get paid for it, right?
They pay.
And they get the money in return because then they go on tour. Right. They have like an album drop. They get all the royalties of being at the halftime show.
A lot of these folks don't need that, though. Like, Jay-Z doesn't need the halftime show, you know, to kind of
move his brand. I wonder also how relatable he is. Now, again, like, I know that it's not like that in the Super Bowl. Like, Prince did it one year, and there's a generation or two that were like, who's this guy?
Yep.
And then it's like, go listen to the Batman album.
So I remember when Springsteen did it, you know, years ago.
I didn't move from the couch, but all my friends were like, I don't really care about this guy. He's old, he's slid, really? He hit his nuts into the camera. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That was the Pittsburgh-Arizona Super Bowl.
I remember that because I was covering that Super Bowl, and I told you the story where my friend Howard Balzer's wife went backstage and kissed Bruce Springsteen. Like, we dared her, and she did it.
I agree with it. But I think they should do like more of like collabs at the halftime show.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, take your three biggest artists from three different genres, put them on three different stages, and have them just go song, 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 song. Because, you know, Vegas would run away with the bets. Who has the first song? What is the first song? How many songs do they each sing? You know, stuff like that. Like, yeah, put Sabrina Carpenter, Morgan Wallen, and I don't know, another rapper in there. And then you've got pop, country, urban, you know,
and then you kind of get everybody involved, because no matter who you pick for the halftime show, there's people complaining, right? It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter how good it is. Somebody's going to complain, whether it's somebody complaining about country or somebody complaining about rap or somebody complaining about mainstream or somebody complaining they're too old or whatever the case may be. Like, really?
He wants Miley Cyrus.
Are you really serious about that, huh? I love this song. I'm not going to be ashamed to admit that.
This song, Bob. Yeah, this is one of the most popular songs
this
in the world.
This is when, you know, Bob's tanked at the lake, and he's just, like, waving the hands.
But, I mean, like, this is 09, dude. This is from 2009, and you're still saying it's one of the most popular songs in the world.
Don't Stop Believing, one of the most popular songs in the world. Like, things can
Sweet Caroline.
Beat the battles
those
of time.
Like, Don't Stop Believing, I think, is one of the more popular songs in the world because it's awesome when you're hammered. And when you're sober, you're like, all right, it's fine. Like, you don't rock out to it. But when you are hammered and Don't Stop Believing comes on in a bar and the whole place is singing and screaming, like,
heck yeah.
And then our buddy Aussie, he sends one that you guys brought up yesterday, too. Post Malone would be a good one. He's relatable to a lot of different genres.
That'd be a good one, yeah.
But, I mean, you put up, I don't know, you do the collabs. I just feel like those sell. I just feel like that's something where it's like, oh, I don't necessarily like Sabrina Carpenter, but I like Morgan Wallen. I don't like Morgan Wallen, but I like Post Malone. They're all three collab together.
Is Here Morgan Wallen allowed to be doing halftime show? I'm risky. Asking because I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's one of the most bought tickets and probably the most popular country music artist.
I know, but
probably
like,
one of the top three most popular artists, not by from me.
Correct.
But like, I'm just saying, like, watching him walk out with Drake and Roger Clemens and Mattress Mack, who somehow still has got these
things. That guy's unbelievable. Like, if you want to trade lives with anybody, Mattress Mack has to be on your top 10. That guy is unbelievable.
I mean, so, and he does the walkout because I think Drake did the walkout and they both do the walkout together. He's in Houston, all that sort of stuff.
The fact that Mattress Mack is on stage is just tremendously great. But I don't know, like, he got into some trouble, and I was asking some people the weekend at the lake. I'm like, what do you think of Morgan Wallen? A lot of people are like, I don't know. You know, it's like, he did some bad things.
People are out there.
And then he released a 36-track album, and the top five songs
Everybody bought it, and the hits were him
and, like, Tate McRae were number one for a while. And it was just like, Morgan Wallen, Morgan Wallen, Morgan Wallen, and Morgan Wallen featuring 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, I mean, you say they pay. I mean, the other thing, too, is, like, does he need the halftime
show? Does he need
show?
That? That's the other thing. Like, we're talking about all these great artists. You have to find the ones that want to do it. Because it's millions of dollars that these artists invest in putting these shows on. Because whoever sponsors it, Pepsi, I think, is the sponsor of the halftime show. They're not giving them all the money for the sets and the costumes and all that kind of stuff. And now we want to one-up everybody from last year. So, you know, it costs a lot of money to do these halftime shows.
So your buddy said he's driving from St. Louis to Kansas City. Is that right?
Yeah, he's driving through and headed west. And he goes, give me a couple of places along I-70 for lunch. From like, I started in Independence with Smokehouse Barbecue. And I kind of went downtown a little bit. I told him, like, maybe Rock Hill Grill would be a good spot to go. I told him High Boy may be a good spot to get some burgers at, you know, out there on the east side of town. And then I forgot one other place where I told him to go to grab something to eat. But maybe it was just those three. Maybe it was Rock Hill Grill. Maybe it was High Boy and Smokehouse along I-70. But I'm like, man, what else is out there along I-70 that if you're driving through and want a quick stop in Kansas City to grab something to eat along the I-70 corridor, where are you going to stop? Where are you going to send somebody if they ask you that question?
Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake.
There you go.
I mean, it's fire. It's quick. You don't have to get out of the car. Can't get the chili cheese fries. Tough to drive with
those. No, you can't. That's the problem. Therein lies the problem of eating the chili. You get gas. And you don't want to gas up the car when you and your wife are doing this roadie across, you know, Kansas and Missouri and headed to Colorado or wherever they're going, right? And so those were like, so I like kind of want suggestions because I was thinking myself, like, if you're doing a road trip and you're going to go roll through Kansas City and you're on I-70, Where are you stopping to eat? Where are you grabbing a bite?
Can't go to Bob Evans anymore in Blue Springs.
No, you can go to the one out by the Speedway, though. Mm. That's their Kids Eat Free on Tuesdays, Max, so you might as well show up to dinner.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I mean, free meal, dude. I remember being like 13 years old. My mom was like, you're 11. I was like, okay.
Oh, okay, your mom did that too? Because oh, yeah. Of course. My mother did that, like, when we used to go down the shore, it was like, if you were, like, an older kid, you got a plastic wristband, and if you were a younger kid, you got this tag that you had a pin on you that was made out of paper, and I wanted that plastic wristband, but my mother was so damn cheap, I was always a child, no matter what. So we're driving to Kansas to drop me off at school. Mm-hmm. I'm 18 years old. We check into a hotel driving out. My mother's like, two adults and one child. I'm like, you're dropping me at college. I'm not a child anymore. But boy, awesome. We still do that with our kids. Sneak them in for the kids rate. So Mac, you can come out to dinner at Bob Evans tonight and get eat for free.
What the hell was that?
Somebody says you should stop at Small Sliders in Blue Springs.
Okay, open the text line and give me a list of places for the to stop at.
From the 913, Williamsburg, Missouri, Cranes County store.
Is that on I-70?
I mean, it's Williamsburg, Missouri.
I don't know where that is.
Well. Better get on I-70 and head west.
Have you?
I've been through Williamsburg.
You man. Have?
Yeah, on the way to St. Louis.
Lots of slaps. Texts.
Slaps, yeah, that's, yeah.
Union on the Hill. There's a Culver's out there somewhere. Town Topic. Dixon's Chili.
Ooh, Town Topic is a good suggestion,
that's a good
too.
One. Yeah.
We'll bring one of those to Lee Summit. Jazz would be a good stop at the Legends.
Yeah, could do that. But he wanted something quick and, you know, one of the, like, well, so...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The Broken Dollar Saloon in Odessa. That's another suggestion. Just rip your dollar bill in half. Be like, do I get anything with this?
The Broken Dollar Saloon in Odessa. I love it.
Oh, Lord have mercy. There was some news yesterday circulating in Kansas City on the stadiums. We'll hand things over to Bob here on the other side on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what yo, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.